This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and subscribe you portion. We had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and see if we got any echo length. Evening to W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and then 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's down there in Prosperity. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben down in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's up there in Savannah, Georgia tonight. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up there in Traveler's Rest. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's in Liberty. Appreciate all of you five folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll go over and check our EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Gary. It's good to hear you calling the net in there. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, that's KC4PLT. Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Obviously listening.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. We'll start off over with our RF check-ins now, starting with the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Opponents Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative. That's 73 for each one of you.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment and hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in KQ4KQQ, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Uniform, this is Scott in Hendersonville. And I'll be negative and negative, 73.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us this evening, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up there in Nashville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4KTU, that's Mr. Scott up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you are doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joyce. She's in the other room. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please tell Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. Michelle, we're all in, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Please check in, WG4MC, this is Matt West from Greenwood County, be negative and negative, 73 to you all on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont, and Miss Lorena brings along Miss Michelle, their daughter, KM4MOQ. And she's down in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. I hope all y'all are doing well. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Kevin, if you don't have audio capability, shoot me a text message via EchoLink. I'll get you checked in that way.
KI4DOS, this is KQ4 Alpha Zulu. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Zulu. Kevin in 96. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4AZ. That's Mr. Kevin down there in 96. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Now I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Hey there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. and KO for QLG. That's mother, brother, by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And Chris, I apologize not being able to get to see you Saturday. I had some things come up over here and couldn't get away. But I think there's another date on that paperwork, and we'll see if we can get over there then.
No problem, Gary. No problem.
Take care of yourself over there. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo 2. Bill to Captain. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill over there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
DOS. Gary, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight. It's Beth. We said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And Shane, is Isla at home yet?
KI4DOS N4ZLK. Yes, she came home 2 weeks ago now, and she's doing really well. She's putting on weight and sweet as can be. I've been able to go over and hold her several times, and I enjoy every minute of it, Gary.
Fantastic. I have not been keeping up with it, and just thought I would ask because I had it on my mind this evening, but appreciate that good information. All good news, and you enjoy that grandbaby. Nothing finer than a small grandbaby like that. But take care, and thanks for letting me know, Shane. Also, I'd like to say good evening to WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. No, this is KQ4WHN, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. Mark in Greer. I'll be negative and negative, but hanging around for the conversation.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KQ4WHN. That's Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well. Let's move around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
DOS. Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeypath. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net. And I'll just be negative and negative.
Now, Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo, W4BDR. This is Brian, and I am in Chesney, South Carolina. Over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well. and W4BDR, Master Brian up there in Chesney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Waited to the patient group on a Tuesday evening, the Echo to Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary and all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's KO4HKX. I'm Patrick. I am mobile, heading up the mountain, and I will be in and out because I'll be going through the black hole, Gary. Tell Joy, at least not to hello.
4DOS. Gary, you about had me faked out there, but I think it's still Tuesday. Please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Candler. I'll be negative tonight, and if it's Wednesday, I won't see you tomorrow, but if it's Tuesday, I will. Negative, Gary, thanks.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's out there mobiling around tonight, headed back to the house, going up the mountain, fixing to go into the black hole. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Be safe on your drive home, and hopefully you'll get there with no problems. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Chandler. I appreciate you being with us. It's Tuesday, and so I'll be here again tomorrow night. I came in here just to make sure that the net was covered and nobody started it. So I picked it up and ran with it. Now, that's not to say that if you're out there and you don't hear a net controller, pick the mic up and start calling the net. It doesn't make any difference who does it. But do appreciate it and look forward to hearing you again tomorrow night there, Harry. Y'all take care. Additional stations in the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in. W4SBX, Whiskey 4, Sierra, Bravo X-ray, Brad in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W4SBX. That's Mr. Brad. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you are doing well. And KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net, with all of our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net, and we ain't going to do nothing. We'll stop periodically for additional check-ins between rag chews. Got first up on the clean, shiny, dry stuff is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, how was your Miss Donna's day?
I have quite a day to report. Actually, it's been several days, but I've been preparing to go for an eye exam for the first time in a while. And it was with a different doctor than I've been with for the last 23 years. I lived longer than my doctor. That does happen sometimes. So, years ago, it was time for my checkup, but I just put it off and put it off. So today it came, it was bound to come, and went out to another doctor, and Donna has gone to this practice, not the same doctor, but this practice, and was very pleased with him. So, in preparing to do that, it gets to be a long story with me, you know? Wouldn't you say? So, I had an accident with the glasses that I had worn up until about a week ago. And they broke where I had repaired them before, from the time when I fell on my face with a ladder in my hands. You may or may not remember that, but I fell with a ladder and came down hard on my driveway. And I made it through. I mean, I didn't break anything or mess up anything, except I busted up the glasses. And I, you know, being a jeweler, used to be point of interest here. It used to be that all optometrists all work with eyeglasses from Benjamin Franklin's day forward. Were done by jewelers. Eyeglasses were made up. You know, it's metal and glass. jewelers did the metal work. That might be easy to see. They did the metal work. And otherwise, it was just glasses, not the fancy glasses that we require today, the progressive lenses and all of that. But anyhow, getting back to this. So, I had to take off the glasses that, so the ones that I had fixed broke again. So I put them aside and I got a recent pair. But I didn't want to go with that recent pair to an examination. I would be asked to take, you know, some tests, you know, with, can you see this? Look up, look down, you know, those kind of tests. So I wanted these glasses, the ones that, so it took me like 2 days. And finally, about 2 hours before we left, and it took Donna's help, as a matter of fact, I was able to repair the break the second time, make it secure enough to actually go to the doctor anyway. So there you are. That's part of the day, and I'll get back to the rest of the day later. Back to you, Gary.
Yeah. I'm glad that you made it to your appointment today. We don't ever like going to a doctor, I don't guess, but it's a necessary evil, especially as we get older. They try their best to take good care of us, whether we like it or not. My GP, I call him by his first name. I call him Doctor and Tommy, or Doctor Steve, rather. Doctor Tommy was my ophthalmologist. He worked on my eyes and my glasses and all that until he retired. And since then, I've had two or three others, and now that my current ophthalmologist is going to retire back to his home in Connecticut, I believe he said it was. He's not going to retire. He's a young fella, a young man. But he's moving back up there, and so I'm like, when I go again, I'll have another doctor to break in. And so it's all good, any way you look at it. But glad you got those repaired again. I know you've broken them a couple of different times and repaired them and made them wear-worthy to where you could see where you're going and what you wanted to read and that sort of stuff. I'm interested to see what kind of all the tests you had to take. I'm sure they dilated your eyes.
Yes, that was a perfect lead-in. They dilated my eyes for sure. Starting with, I don't know, they didn't have any notes. They didn't, you know, ramp me up from the weakest that they had to the strongest they had. They just hit me with the strongest they had. It must have. Because inside of 2 minutes, I couldn't look at a light bulb. it was awful. And you know how sunny it was today. Well, of course, Donna drove. Bless her sweet heart. She hauled me around today. And she sat with me. She wanted to. I guess it's a good thing, you know, old people should share what they know and what affects them, what comes their way. They should share that because maybe they'll remember it tomorrow and maybe they won't. Well, that's me too, you know. So this examination, now understand, this fellow had never seen me. And he doesn't have notes from my previous doctor. And you may have to correct me here, but he is an ophthalmologist, not an optometrist. And understands, of course, eyeglasses and correction for vision problems and such. But all of the actual medical things, well, that's more greatly, put it this way, that's more greatly emphasized in an ophthalmologist. And it kicked in today. I never had in my life, and I've worn glasses since I was, golly, Bill, 9 years old. So the exam took 3 hours. Did you fall over? The exam took 3 hours. I had never sat in a 3 hour, and I worked the whole time, so did he. You know, he ran me through every test. He showed me things after the exam that I was not aware of. And I've had, you know, numerous doctors over the years. None of them had looked at these particular features of my eyeballs. He did talk some stuff that I understood, but others he had to explain, and he did a very good job of that. I would have held him to account had he not explained it well, but he did a thorough explanation of what was going on in my eyes, and I feel confident that together we're going to make me see better. I'll do exactly as he suggests, but I'll keep track of the results and let him know straight between the eyes. That's the only way to work with a doctor. You know, you just got to let them know with all honesty what's the result of their, prognosis. And anyhow, that was a big part of the day. But afterwards, Donna and I treated ourselves, and we had dinner out, and then after, we went to get an ice cream. I haven't had an ice cream cone. And I used to like that ice cream, you know, not that I had anything against it, but I haven't had an ice cream cone in 10 years. Easy. Didn't have it every day, of course. I'm not trying to, you know, I would have one occasionally. But I've been off the ice cream for a long time. But I'm down to, I weigh about 43 pounds less than I did 10 years ago. I lost some weight. And I could well afford it. An ice cream cone, don't you think?
Hey, Richie, you have to keep the doctors on their toes. And, as a matter of fact, I told my GP and a couple other doctors, I said, I'm going to quit coming to you guys. They said, why? I said, I'm going to start going to a veterinarian. They said, well, why are you going to? Well, what do you think they're going to do? And I said, well, they're going to figure out what's wrong with me. I said, I come in here and tell you what's wrong with me. And I said, you don't listen. And so then you've got to go run all these tests. If I've got to have all the tests, I'll just go to a vet and let them run the test, and I'll have to talk to them. And they started laughing, you know, kind of picking at them and carrying on with that sort of foolishness. But keep your doctors straight. Keep them informed. That way they can do a whole lot better as far as that goes. And you down 43 pounds? Yes, sir. It's time for you to eat an ice cream or two. Maybe a candy bar to go along with it.
Hey, the truth, Gary, I like this weight. You know, I've... I am in no way and in nowhere am I pudgy. And I can be active at 74, or will be in June. I'll be 74. And I want to make it as far along this path in life as I can without breaking down. You know, if you drive a car, and all of us, well, most of it, I'll just put it this way, most of us have driven a car. Are we still driving the first car we ever drove? Well, no, I would think not. I could be wrong, but I would think not. But the fact, the simple fact is we're in the same body as we were even, you know, I mean, when we got here. It's the same body. And you got to take care of it. And excess, I think we learned this a long time ago, but everybody forgets once in a while that excess is a very bad thing. It's harder, much harder to get pounds off than it is to joyfully put them on, you know. So I hold up, and even though we went out for an ice cream after we treated ourselves to a meal, and we haven't been out to eat a meal in a long time. We've just been, since, I guess, the pandemic, we've been homebodies. We had an ice cream cone, and I couldn't eat it all. You also, your eyes get, well, the eyes in your stomach. Or that part of your eyes that are connected to your stomach. I don't know. But they readjust. So you can have big eyes for an ice cream cone. Now, when we got the ice cream cone, I thought it was very small, especially for the price. I'm stingy. I will always be that way. But I thought it was very small. But then I ate maybe half of it, and I couldn't eat any more. What do you think the problem is with that? KK4JBQ, it's about time.
KOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, Larry, yeah, our eyes do get bigger than our stomachs. Matter of fact, mine did that with some lasagna last night, and it was really, really good. Yeah, it was really, really good. But I put more on my plate than my stomach could hold. I've gotten to the point now I don't stuff like I used to. I used to just, if it's on the plate, Mom and Daddy told me to clean my plate. So I always clean my plate. But I've gotten to where if I leave a little bit on the plate, I've got two big old German shepherds out there in the backyard that may or may not eat it. And so if I don't eat it, I'll let them have it. As far as that goes. But yes, sir, that does happen. And, you said that, we're still in the same body that we started out with. Well, my body has changed a lot because, I remember, I don't really remember it, but after I was gotten a little older, I remember Mom telling me how pretty a baby I was. Well, let me tell you now, if and when it's my time to go, I'm not going to be the ugliest man in the world anymore. Chad is.
I'll ask you this question. Do you know he's listening, or maybe this is behind his back?
He's saying on the radio or behind his back that I would not say to his face. He and I pick at each other about that, and me and Don Lawless, KG4PFI, do that back and forth a little bit, and he says that he's still doing all right, and nothing's falling off. Well, I told him, I said, well, at least you're not the ugliest person in the world, and he said, that's right. He said, as long as you're still alive. So I don't tell them they're the ugliest, I tell them I'm the ugliest.
That kind of talk and that attitude, it makes and then it ensures friendship. A little joke every once in a while, because, you just know the time is going to come when you have to deliver something that's not funny. And you just have to do the right thing at the right time. And not forget to do the things that make the rest, the hard times, I'll put it that way. There are things that make the hard times easier to take. I didn't grow up that way, but I've noticed it since, you know. My family was very stodgy, and there was very little talk between parent and child. I was not supposed to talk. That's the kind of home I grew up in. You are to be seen and not heard. Well, there was one had a sitter once. I was just about, well, I don't think I was in school yet, so I was just about 4 years old, maybe. And I stuttered really bad. I couldn't be understood. And my thoughts would not link word to word to word. I couldn't get a sentence out. It was bad. And she patiently worked with me. My parents had no time for that. But she patiently worked with me. And I learned my alphabet and how to spell words before I ever went to school. It was her way of helping me out. And it helped me greatly. As you might have noticed, I do speak. I do use words well. I won't say I speak well. That's for somebody else to say. But I do speak well. And it's because her name was Gertrude, you know. She was a sweetheart. She took care of us for probably 10 or 11 years. The whole time, she was my best friend. KK4JBQ.
It's people like that you remember, they stick in your mind, and you say, you know. And they have a lot to do with how we treat people. And I think that's a good thing.
They remember. And I just think the world of that kind of humanity. Look in your past and the people that you've known. Have you known a great many? I'll just put a bet on it. A great many people who, while you knew them, were quality people, and that you wanted to emulate them. And perhaps you wanted to, when your children came along, that you wanted to, you had hope that they would grow up that way. I have met a handful, and a lot of them in this hobby, I would say. Probably here in South Carolina more than in Tennessee where I grew up. I used to think differently, but now I think that I've been greatly blessed with that number. I'll say maybe as many as 10 people that, and the rest are probably doing a good job, and just with somebody else, you know. They favor somebody else in that way. But maybe you can recall the people who went out of their way for you, who made it clear that they wanted to understand what your problem might be and to help in any way that they could figure it out. They were with you to figure it out and then with you to help you through it. Gracious. You might imagine that Donna was one of those people for me. And one reason that I love her and one reason that I married her to begin with was that we seemed to be together a unique match. I'd known other people, but I didn't match anybody else so well. And that's, I guess that's supposed to be what it's like, isn't it? KK4JBQ.
In the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ. Well, Larry, you know, I'm very fortunate. I have a wife similar to yours. She knows me probably better than I know myself. sometimes, I would think. But she takes care of me, and I look out after her, and you know, a lot of things that, you know, I've been picked at about, you know, I don't believe you do that. Well, why not? You know, she does it for me. And I'm just, you know, I don't wait on her hand and foot, but she don't wait. Well, I mean, she waits on me as well, but she don't wait on me hand and foot. So it all works out, and it's a good match, and we're happy with it. So hopefully we're happy with it. I know I am. But yeah, it's wonderful when you can get along with your wife that way. And you know, because there's a lot of folks that can't say that.
Is that we are a couple of lucky guys. Look at the rest of the world and listen to the rest of the world. What are they telling you? We are a couple of lucky guys to have the love of our life and to get along. I mean, I grew up with my brother, and there was no guarantee, of course, but I don't get along with him at all. Oh, his name is Gary, by the way. But you're the Gary I know best. I don't know him at all. He's a millionaire. He's turned inside out from me. And we can't talk about anything without getting into some sort of argument. And you and I can talk. I know we could talk through the night if we had the opportunity and nothing pressing. You understand? I'm sure it would be no problem for us to talk through the night. It's just who you are and who I am. And I better turn this back over to you and let somebody else check in at least, and maybe chew a little bit with you. I can dominate the airwaves if I'm allowed, and that's a bad thing, I think. But you go ahead and check on anyone else, but I would like to finish up with one observation when you can and do come back. KK4JBQ.
I'll be right back to you, Larry. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. KQ4MSD, Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David, and I'm on getting on 185 right now. Thanks for running the net, and thanks for the words. I enjoy listening.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening, KQ4MSD, Mr. David, out there mobiling around tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You be careful out there on the mobile. Please make it a safe trip wherever you are bound. Anyone else all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Hey, Larry, KK4JBQ, KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
OS, KK4JBQ. Well, as I promised, I had just one other observation. Now, you may not believe this, but this is just what happened. I'm watching the television, and I hear your voice on the television. And I wonder, you know, I just swallowed hard because it sounded just like you. And I said, that can't be Gary. No. Well, I looked, and I could have sworn it was you. It was like a twin, I'm telling you. Close up. I do think he was living elsewhere in the country. So, but you have a twin out there in speech and in appearance. He's a handsome guy, I got to say, without, you know, trying hard to make you feel good. He was a handsome guy. And I just wonder, had I ever told you that before? And I've just forgotten it.
Yeah, I have heard it said by more persons than one that everybody has a twin out there somewhere. All I can say is I feel sorry for him. Feeling, putting too much out there. It's not really true. I have heard that, that there are everybody has a twin somewhere. I've not met mine. I've not seen him or anything like that. And if I ever do, I'll probably think I see a ghost.
I think you would, you might even just lose consciousness as startling a likeness in appearance and in their voice. If you'd be thinking that your voice is in another body, but it body looks like you too. And I will tell you that it's, if I can remember the name of the television program, it was American. Now, I promised myself I wouldn't forget. These two guys would go around and pick up junk, okay? And then they might refurbish it a little bit, and they would sell it to somebody else. And it was on for a long time. It's not currently showing, but it was on for a long time. American something. And very popular. Maybe you've even seen it. Have I given you enough clues?
Larry, the only thing I can think of is I've seen a show on there that does that. It's called American Pickers. Is that right? Is that it?
You got it. Okay, it's neither one of them, but it's one of their one of the people that they picked. It's not who they sold it to finally or anything like that. It's one of the people that they picked, and it was a vehicle of some kind. So he's talking. It was a truck. And he's talking the truck, okay? And I thought, gee, that's Gary. Yeah, and then sure enough, I looked, and then I nearly had a heart attack. It did come, you know, like a flush of crazy feelings came over me. That's been a little while ago. I don't think this is airing, but you can probably find it somewhere, American Pickers. You can probably find it somewhere. And it's a good program, even if you don't see yourself on television, if you don't get that right episode. But it's a good program, and it was startling how close. And I've never seen someone else's twin. That's just a first for me. Maybe there are other people out there listening that could help me understand that happens. You know, that almost seeing their double. I've never known it to be so. I just can't get over it now thinking and talking about it again. I was struck. KK4, JBQ.
I watched that a time or two. Haven't watched it in a long time, but I'll have to go back and watch a few of those episodes and see if I just happen to see that one. I don't know that I want to see myself on TV, though. They always say cameras add 10 pounds to your weight. I'm already big enough.
Well, to make this a little clearer, I don't think there was close-up shots. If you recall the program, and every television program has different rules, you know, and this is to accommodate what they want to get across to their audience. And in Pickers, the long shot, I'd say if I were judging perhaps the camera or the eye view, it would be between 5 and 12 feet. That's the range. You never get so close up on someone that you notice that they had cut themselves shaving this morning. You know, of course, the camera. I mean, the crew that's involved in the filming would take care of cutting yourself this morning. But you would never get that close. This wasn't one where you got up close to no, to anything. It was a medium shot, but it was more than that. As I've said, I recognized your voice first, and it wasn't just tone of voice or it was mannerism. It was that close. Mannerism, how you say what you say. Scary close. Well, I didn't know whether I'd ever told you, and I wanted to, you know, if I go tonight, and thank you, God. If I go tonight, I wanted to be sure that I told you about that, because it was something that startled me, you know, and I don't know if I'd ever... I just want to make sure before I go, I let you know that you are a star. KK4JBQ.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let the man on the mountain have his say. Well, Larry, thank you for telling me about that. And, you know, I'll have to get on there and watch a few of those episodes when I'm not doing anything and just see if I happen to run across it. I'd love to see that. I understand that, you know, the items that they're looking for, they do close-ups on them, but the people that are they're picking, you know, the people that own the stuff to start with, they don't always show a real good shot of them, which is okay. But I'm going to have to see if I can see that on one of those episodes one of these days. But do thank you for telling me about that, and if I ever see your twin, I'll let you know.
All I got to say is that'll be the day. it was for me. That was the day. I had to collect myself and face what I thought was an impossibility. I had to face it as fact. I can't recall another time when I was so... I was made aware of something I didn't think could be that real. I can't remember another time. Truly. I mean, I've been up against things that I had just seen on television or something like that. But... I once rode a Tennessee Walker. I was into horses for a while. And I worked around the stables, and part of my job was working with the animals, everything from feeding them to assisting the furrier, you know, who gave them, it would be the equivalent to a human... shoe shine. Not really. Replace the shoes and trim the hoof and stuff like that. So these people, they like to have some help, and I was asked to help the furrier, and I was told later that all my help was appreciated, because I was very interested in everything that man did. And I even asked him when he backed up to the horse. Okay, this is the rear, one of the rear hoofs. He backed up. The horse knew he was coming because he kept one hand back and he tapped a hand back, and the horse put it right up and he grabbed it. So there he was holding the horse's hoof. He was, you know, back to back with the horse, so to speak. And he asked me, because I was so fascinated, he asked me, would you like to learn how to do that? And son of a gun, it is the most powerful feeling, because a horse, you know, is like 3 tons. And that's a big horse, I realize that, but this was a stable that catered to big horses. And the Tennessee Walker is one of the bigger horses. And so one day I was asked to... I'd never met the horse, and this can sometimes be a dangerous thing, but I was told to wash the horse down. But before you wash him down, you give him a little exercise first. It's sort of a thank you in prep, in, you know, in to prepare the horse It's good for them. They know it. They enjoy it. So I got on top of the horse, and I was going to wash it. And the horse went up the hallway, which was probably 30 feet, a big barn, up the hallway and back. He knew it was time to be washed. So he just ran right into the stall. Now, a Tennessee Walker is like 14, 15 hands high. And the ceiling to the stall where he would be washed is not much higher than that. I'm on the horse's back. And everybody came running. Everybody said, "Get off of her. She'll kill you." You know, rear up. I'm on the horse's back, and it's a low ceiling. And they were afraid that the horse would rear up and crush me. And she was a heavy and big horse. Well, I did not understand there was a problem. I didn't imagine there was a problem, and I didn't telegraph that to the horse in any way. So I was successful just putting my heels into her withers and giving her a few taps. This is a signal to a horse that's been well-trained to back up. And she did. She just backed right out of there like it was a Mercedes or something, you know. She made no, and everybody was just panicked. I never felt a moment of panic, or I didn't feel myself in danger. Well, with all that said, I'll just have to say that I've been very fortunate in my life. Yeah, I have. Part of that whole thing was to say I'm thankful. KK4JBQ.